Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran of Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. EKYC Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK Gunson Ammo. DNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors. First State Community Bank of Moberly. All of Moberly. Making healthcare a making. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, making Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia online. Capital Paving and Construction, check it out online at capitalmo.com. And sign up for your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Moberly under our way, blue uniforms with the red numbers and white trimming surrounding that. It'll be Savion Thorpe, Andre Bell, Trey Kester, Braden Wietrich, and Gavin Stewart to get things started. Again, Braden Wietrich, 10 away from 1,000 in his Moberly career. Is tonight the night the senior gets it? We're about to find out. Hannibal will start. Desi Jones, Preston Bennett, Gabe Worthington, Adrick Brumbaugh, and Will Whitaker. They're in the home white uniforms, and they'll win the opening tip-off as it's deflected out by the Pirates, and Moberly will get it. They're in their home white uniforms with the red numbers and letters. Moberly going right to left on your radio dial will be Savion Thorpe that inbounds it to Andre Bell onto the left wing for Wietrich. Wietrich takes it to the top key, rolls one onto the right side for Kester. Now to the inside for Stewart. Give a go on for Thorpe on the double team. Kick one out. Wietrich, left corner, three. No go, and it's rebounded by the 5'10", Desi Jones, Hannibal's all-time leading scorer. He'll set up the offense for the Pirates. Around to the top for Worthington. Now to the inside. Preston Bennett, the sophomore underhander, and Wietrich gets a hand in there, and that will be deflected out by the Pirates and deflected out by the Spartans, and Hannibal gets it. Moberly bucket. Comes around to the right side for Preston Bennett. On the right corner, Jones takes a travel as Thorpe was guarding closely. So we are 37 seconds in. No scorer in this boys' contest. Again, Moberly 2-1 on here. Hannibal 4-2. Here's Wietrich on to the left wing. Comes around up top. Now to the right side for Thorpe. Davion looks to pivot. Does. Kicks one out. Left side. Fell down to the baseline. Trying to get a shot off. Can't do so. Wietrich sets the top now. High post. The teardropper for him. No go. And it's rebounded under by Drake Brumbaugh. Now here is Desi Jones. Goes coast to coast. And gets Hannibal on board. Now quick tempo. Thorpe cuts to the inside. The slash. His layup doesn't fall. And now on put back, it is Stewart. His points go, and we're tied up to a piece. Around up top here to Preston Bennett. Now over to Whitaker. Drives, can't do so. Kicks it out to Jones. Now back around to Worthington. The Hannibal quarterback comes inside to Bennett. Back around up top here to Brumbaugh as Hannibal gets their offense set. Now here is Desi Jones. Unanimous for Skien, CMC player, comes at the top of the key, pulls up top of the key, three, off the line to the right, Thorpe trying to grab it, does, and gets a little bit of support from the junior Bell, or sophomore Bell, beg your pardon. On the left corner now, Kester, thought about the three, doesn't take it, trying to come back up top to Wietrich. Braden Wietrich, back over to Kester, down on the left block, his two will fall, and we'll have the and one coming up. As Jones is first, Kester going to the line for an and-one. Coming in tonight, Kester averaging a little over 14 a game and drops the and-one. Spartans up 3-2. Or make that 5-2. Looks like we're having a problem with the scoreboard. 5-2 right now in favor of Moberly. Here's Desi Jones. From the high post, kicks it out now over onto the left side for Will Whitaker. Whitaker trying to find Jones on the right side, can't, now over to Bennett. Back to Jones. Gets the screen through Bennett, trying to work around Thorpe in the high post. Kick on back out, re-released by Bennett. Hits. Good patient ball movement from the Pirates. Five apiece, Thorpe up the right wing, he goes. Tries to attack, his shot partially stripped by the junior Bennett. And out into the Hannibal student section. So Thorpe will inbound it. from the right wing. Or check that. It will be Kester that will. Trying to find Bell at the top. Instead, they'll come to Stewart. Now back over to Bell. Andre Bell. Guarded closely by Jones. Now over to Weitrich. Has space at the top. Can't do anything. Thorpe, NBA 3 off the right elbow. Too shy. Hannibal with the board. Trying to go all the way to the left side. Here is Bennett. Takes a shot from Bell off of the left baseline, and a foul is coming up. It appears that is going to go on Bell. It is first. So Whitaker inbounds it, just right of Moberly Bucket. Takes it onto the left corner for Brumbaugh. Now over to Bennett. Now here is Desi Jones, his three, too shy. Thorpe on the rebound. Weitrich in alone, one-on-one with Jones in. Will this go on and over the back on Weitrich in the contact, or will it go on Jones for the push? It's going to be Jones on the push. And that's two quick fouls for the leading point scorer for the Pirates. So we're almost halfway into the first quarter. He'll stay in. So Bell will inbound. On in the right corner. Now on the elbow for Weitrich. Thorpe on about the three. Takes two steps in for the long two. Does it go? Kester rebound and drops it home. Good start for the Spartans as they lead 7-5. Jones across the timeline. Slows things down. Moberly displays a 3-2 zone. We'll come around to Whitaker. Drives. Off the right block. Stewart trying to get a hand in there and is going to get called for the foul. His first stays on the floor. So now we'll get a sub checking in, and it will be Charlie Herner who will come in for Jones. They'll pass it on to the right side for Brumbaugh. Now back up top to Preston Bennett. Bennett guarded closely by Weitrich. Now they will roll one over to Worthington. Worthington trying to find Herner on the inside. Can't. Now back to the left for Bennett. Bennett guarded by two Spartans. Comes to the top key. Step back three. No go. On the put back. Drake Brumbaugh. He got a little separation under the bucket from a pair of Spartans. 7-7. Here's Thorpe at the top. Pivots. Inside. Nice Euro step from the senior Thorpe. His first point. 9-7. On to the right wing. Herner. Resets for Bennett. Now to the left corner here for Whitaker. Trying to set up a screen. Can't. Now here is Worthington. Worthington to Bennett. Bennett at the top. Comes over to his right now. Drops it off over to Whitaker. Whitaker, the teardropper. Off the front and back of the rim. Weitrich should rebound and strive for Thorpe. On to the right side he goes. Save out. Spin around. And it's spun around the front of the rim. And now full head of steam. Whitaker is two off the left block. No go. And it is Kester trying to grab it. And it was Worthington that bumped him off the ball. And he was last to touch it. Goes out on the far side. And we will see four subs coming in on both sides. Landon Graves for the Spartans. Logan Liberett as well for Hannibal. And Danny Colburn as well. Here's Andre Bell. To the left wing for Kester. Bell, top of key, Weitrich. Looking for a three. Off the back of the rim. And it will be Bennett on the rebound. And Thorpe trying to draw the turnover. He actually did. So everyone will walk back up into the Hannibal court. And Moberly will get to inbound it. Good defense here by Thorpe to ricochet it off of Bennett. Here's Bell on the right elbow for Thorpe. Off the right block is two, no go. Four in transition for Hannibal. It's led by Bennett. Takes it over to the right side as they set up the offense. Beautiful feed to the inside for Brumbaugh. Step back, two. Running back. Weitrich, 21 counterpart. Speeds up the left side to the top of key. Now to the hoop. Underhander to Shy. And it'll be Liberett on the rebound. To Bennett now. Off the drop-off, cross timeline. Nice move inside by Bennett. Got the crowd in awe. And he did everything but finish. But what a cut-in by Bennett. Cool Thorpe even. Weitrich, Diddy inside, kick out. Thorpe, left corner, trying to step the screen through Weitrich, can't do so. Now Thorpe resets, comes around to the top. Fans want a 3-second call, not going to get it. Bell from the right wing, is two, got it. 11-7, buck 45 to go in the first. Here is Bennett. Burst of speed on the left, drops off over to Colburn at the top. Over to the right elbow for Herner. Zone shown by Spartans again, now on the left side for Brumbaugh. Brumbaugh trying to negotiate around Thorpe. Outside, back in, kick out. Corner, three, Bennett. No go, Bell. Two-on-one with Thorpe. Bell on the left side. He'll just take it himself. Off the left side, trying to get his own rebound. Falling to the floor is Charlie Herner, and we are getting a timeout call by Marty Holt, the second-year coach of the Hannibal Pirates. And we talk about the improvement this Hannibal team saw, and that's a good timeout as well. But we mentioned they were 1-5 just 1 year ago at this point. Part of it was the coach, but also the reason why they had a 1-5 start last year was just not having the overall chemistry. That has been much different, to say the least, as there are a total of two returning starters from this Hannibal Pirate team last year, and Desi Jones and Preston Bennett, Worthington Brumbaugh, and Whitaker, all first-year starters for the Pirates. And as a matter of fact, actually, Worthington and also Whitaker did not play varsity basketball their junior season. But the good news is they've had played with Desi Jones back in middle school, so the chemistry has been there before. That's why they're off to a nice start. So out of the timeout, Overly shows press, paid off as Kessler gets it. Just inside the paint. Over to the left side for Bell now, and Overly resets the offense. Bell tries to pivot onto the left baseline, resets for Thorpe with a minute to go in the first. How about Savion? Goes for two Pirates. The two will get him to the line as it spins out. And that'll be Liveret's first foul for the Pirates. Then Savion Thorpe takes his team best 82% from the charity stripe to the line for the first time. First one is off the front of the rim. No subs. Our check that Stewart is waiting at the bench, but he's going to come in for Thorpe if he makes it. He does not. And it's a board for Brumbaugh. Drops over to Bennett. 47 seconds to go here in the quarter. Over to Adrique Brumbaugh. Drives for Herner. Back around to Liveret. Now over to Colburn off the right block. The two does go in. How about Bell going up for the rebound? 30 seconds. Left side. Weitrich looking for his first points. The Euro stepping the layup. His first points. And now he's 8 away from 1,000. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. And we'll really get another defensive stop for the end of the quarter. Off to the left side. Here is Bennett. Attack. Pulls up fadeaway jumper offline to the right. 8 seconds off the offensive rebound. And now Thorpe and Liveret. Bell for the third one. And this one will belong to Hannibal. So Liveret will inbound it just to the right of Moberly Bucket. 6.6 on the clock in the first quarter. Has to get it off quick. Now last one all the way up to the top. Here is Bennett. 4 seconds. 3 seconds inside. Fadeaway off the line. A two. Too shy. And a foul is going to get called. It is going to be Thorpe with the bump. And it was on the line, so that means two shots. That is his first. And with a half second to go, this will likely be, unless Moberly can get a full court of some sort, final throws of the half. Or throws the quarter, beg your pardon, as Bennett makes the first of the two. Makes it 13-8. Second one off the front of the run. Reach Richard, the rebound. We'll just let it go. Good start for the Spartans. They lead 13-8 over Hannibal on the QuickSense Central Low Info.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Eight minutes on the clock for the second quarter, and the Spartans lead 13-8 over Hannibal. Game number two in conference play for the Spartans, as it is Wheatridge looking for the two. Doesn't go, and it is rebounded by Desi Jones, who sat out a decent chunk of that first quarter with already two fouls. We'll come over on to the top. Jones on to the right elbow for Bennett. He's guarded by Bell. Now to the inside for Leverett. Back up top to Dana Colburn. Now over to Jones. Looking for a partial screen to get a three off. Can't get enough space, though. Now Jones. Attacks. Trying to find Bennett. And does. Now here is Preston Bennett. Now over to Desi Jones. Trying to work around Bell. Cuts to the inside. His two. Draws the foul. He'll go to the line. And it looks like Andre Bell is going to get called for the moving screen. Desi Jones, a 5'10 senior, hasn't really decided what he wants to do for college yet. He makes the first of his two free throws. But he will be playing somewhere. He's got a couple Division II looks. He's been open-minded. His brother, JJ, actually is a coach at Central Methodist right now. So Brewer could be a route, and also Combe area where Western is also a possibility, and they're going to get a 3 second and a lane call on Moberly as Wheatridge is trying to penetrate onto the right wing. 13-9 with Moberly on top. Here's Desi Jones again, Hannibal and the home whites. Left to right on the radio dial with the red numbers and letters. How about a step-back three? Desi Jones looking for something. Can't do so, and it is Colbert trying to get the rebound, and it rolls out. So Wheatridge will take it across the timeline, up to the right side. Trying to give one over to Dominic Stone King, the Moberly quarterback. Just into the game. Now left side baseline for Landon Graves. Doesn't go. And Jones takes it. Going to go coast to coast. Does. And gets the two off the step back. What a shot there by the senior. And Moberly leads down to two now. Wheatridge. Around the right side. Thorpe. Right side high post. Two. Banks it in. What a shot there by Savion Thorpe. Now Jones trying to answer the bell. And his rolls off the back of the rim, and Wheatridge got a little bit of an elbow in on Jones, and that will be the senior's first, and first shot coming up here for Jones, 1-for-2 from the line. And first one rolls off the front and back of the rim. The second shot coming up as our sub comes in. It's Andrew Baya for Hannibal. Second one, good. And here's Source, top of the key. Three, no go. Jones on a rebound. Now on the right corner. Won't go. And it's Logan Liverett on the other side with the two. And Hannibal down, or only down by one. Left corner, Wietrich, three to the left. Rebounded by Desi Jones. Takes it at the top. Tries to pivot, can't do so. Dishes one out to the left side for a wide open. Worthington, his three rattles out. And now Liverett. That doesn't fall. Gets his own rebound, trying to help his via. Now it's Desi Jones, his two, draws a foul in the process, and it looks like Gavin Stewart is the guilty party. That's his second. And so Jones, already a busy man from charity stripe, will go back to the line for the third time in this half. That one is no problem. Jones with seven, leads all Hannibal scores. And this is for the lead, and that rattles in. So the Moberly offense has gone relatively cold here in the second quarter after 13 points. They have only two now on the left side. A three by Dominic Stone King off the bench, contributing right off the get-go. Moberly back on top. Jones, left side. Worthington thought about the three, doesn't take it. And now here is Jones back around to Whitaker. On to the left elbow for Worthington. Now to Vaya. Trying to attack as Jones almost tangled up Wietrich onto the inside. Gray's read it. Now over to Thorpe. Thorpe cuts inside, trying to finish his own play. Doesn't go, and that's a nice board by Vaya. Jones now. Back for Hannibal. Slows tempo down to 4:20 to go in the second. 18-16. Spartans on top. Thorpe trying to get in the middle of the exchange. Can't do so. Now onto the right side for Worthington. Worthington just inside the arc. Kick it out. Onto the right side. Spin move. Whitaker, the underhander to the left. Thorpe on the board. Up left side, Wietrich. Takes it to the hoop. Sealed off it. And it will be a floor foul. It will go for two. And they're actually going to call an offensive foul on Wietrich. It's an elbow for the senior. That is his second. He has only 2 points, and they'll go ahead and get a seat as Trey Kester will check in for the senior, who is 8 away from 1,000 in his career. Here is Desi Jones now for Hannibal at the top. Man-to-man shown by the Spartans. He's guarded by Thorpe. He pulls up. Jones. Now to the left baseline off the sidestep. A little too strong. May have rushed a shot just a hair. Dominic Stone King takes it now for Spartans. Kick out. Grace. Now to the right wing for Wietrich. Pump fake. Now pulls up for a three. And it was a contested. Too strong. Jones. Up the floor for Vaya, his two, and a goaltending foul going to get called, or are they going to get the bucket? They are going to count the bucket. Wietrich going to get called for, or Kester, I beg your pardon, going to get called for the foul. Vaya gets his first points and has a shot for an and one, and this could give Hannibal the lead back. We anticipated this being a fun matchup, and it has definitely lived up to the hype. And one does go, but offense rebound, put back Whitaker. Doesn't go, and coming down, looking for the rebound was Stewart, and is this going to be number three on him? Or no, it's going to be an elbow on Whitaker. And now Wietrich and Bell will check in after some solid minutes from Landon Grace and Dominic Stone King. Starting five out there for Moberly right now. 18 apiece. 3:13 to go in a half. Catch up with Tony Vessel, Lady Spartan coach, get his thoughts on the loss to the Lady Pirates. Well, that's in 3 minutes. And now a ball kicked, and now they're going to say it's off the knee, and now a referee comes in and saying it went off the knee. So I believe this is going to go back to Moberly. He worked there by the officials, talk it over, and it went off the knee and rolled in the back. And Overly gets it back. Weichrich will inbound. In the Hannibal backcourt. Here's Bell leaking out, and he did not see Jones in behind. Gets the steal and the easy transition. Fuck it. Missed the layup. And Bell grabs it. Bell now will take it. Drops it off to Thorpe. Attacks. With two on him, trying to draw the charge, and doing so is Drake Brumbaugh. And that will be Thorpe's second foul. Timeout called by the Moberly Spartans. And it is a 30-second timeout with 2:48 to go here in the second quarter. Fun first half for these two teams. I think if you're Moberly, let's try box out a little bit more under the bucket. Most of Hannibal's shots have been coming from under the glass and getting a couple good looks. And you got to like the transition if you're the Spartan offense. One of the things Cord Hagedorn wanted to get from his Spartan team tonight was a couple more good looks and a better start. And I'd say they're pretty even with Kirksville, or I beg your pardon, Hannibal coming into this game. Have executed on a couple shots, and they missed a couple, but it appears to be a better start, and they play some pretty decent defense, all things considered. So out of the 30-second timeout, Hannibal will get it. It is Jones on the left side for Worthington. He is guarded by Stone King. Now they'll drop it off to Bennett. Now on the left side for Brumbaugh. Takes it to the rim, and it can't bank it home, and Kester gets the rebound. Ray Kester shows some flash. Inside, Stewart. His shot denied by Brumbaugh, and that gets the Hannibal crowd on the feet. Up to the left side, Whitaker takes one out. Jones, NBA three, splash. What a tournament of events for the Hannibal Pirates. Brumbaugh with the block. Jones with the top of the key three, and Hannibal's up 21-18. That is a five-point swing right there. Weichrich up the left side, partially stripped, gets it into the corner, and now Worthington grabs it. Up to the right side, 2 minutes to go here and a half. Trying to draw the charge, and doing so is Trey Kester. Good work there by Kester to get squared. Ball back, and that is Worthington's first. Spartans trailing first time in this game, down by three. Bell gets the screen through Weichrich. Takes it to the baseline, right side, off the window and out. And Worthington gets the rebound, left side for Jones. Takes it now to the right side. Whitaker wide open for a three. He's their best three-point shooter, and he hit just shy. Whitaker, or Weichrich, trying to fire it all the way up to Stewart, and a little too far out of his reach and out. Right idea there by Weichrich. Jones, no Thorpe on the floor right now for Moberly. 90 seconds to go here in the half. Back over to Worthington, inside, and a beautiful feed to Drake Brumbaugh, who dropped in the alley-oop. Now here is Bell, his two. Will we get another charge? We will. Jones draws it this time. That'll be the sophomore's third foul. He'll have to come out. Atlanta Grays comes in his place. Five-point lead, and already 10 fouls for the Spartans here in this first half. So it'll be Jones who will take it. Takes it around to the top for Bennett. Now to Whitaker. Will Whitaker back to Desi Jones. No Worthington. 58 seconds to go here in the quarter. Worthington has space in the high post. Kicks it back out to Jones at the top. We'll reset the offense. Getting a screen. Jones for Brumbaugh. Pulls up for a three. Connects. Desi Jones with 16 of the 26 Hannibal points. Weichrich with 35 seconds. Takes it up to the floor. Trying to feed it to Kester. Does. Kester will take it to the top. Has space and he's stripped it away. 2-0. Brumbaugh. Trying to get the finish. Kester hustles back. Now Jones. The two. And Hilly got hacked on the way up. That'll be Landon Graves is first. Double bonus for the Pirates. The first one. Off front rim and in. He had foul trouble in the first quarter, and he already has 16 points. Second one coming for the senior. 21.2 on the half. Good. Weetrich will take it. He's 8 away again from 1,000 in his high school career. 15 seconds. Trying to find Thorpe open on the air side. Weetrich to the rim, to the bucket. Doesn't go 5 seconds. Grace from the left baseline kicks it out. And here in his own man, 1 second. Top of the key. Weetrich a three to the right. As the half comes to a close. It was a good start for the Spartans in the first quarter, but they only managed to muster 5 points in the second. And Hannibal takes a 28-18 lead going into the locker room. Coming up in our Moberly Motors halftime show, Tony Vestal, Lady Spartan coach, will give us on after a tough 50-44 loss earlier tonight to the Lady Pirates. You'll hear from the third-year Lady Spartan coach next on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly and Kirksville. They fix everything.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We're back here on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com. Tony Vestal, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here post-game while the boys are at half. Coach, tough one for you guys, 50-44, the final. It seemed like the first half, the offense was a big difference ending up tonight. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I thought our first half was a kind of a carbon copy of the second half of the Kirksville game. We struggled and took a lot of bad shots, and a lot going on here. Yeah. So we took a lot of bad shots. I thought we settled for a lot of three-pointers and just kind of wasn't our offense. Never really got in the flow really in that first half.
Yeah, again, Tony Vestal, something's happening over on the other side, so we'll go ahead and continue our post-game interview with the coach. So you talk about some of the things that are taking place still. So, in that instance, so I guess with everything taking place, how do you look to improve on it?
You know, we gotta fix some things up offensively. We're standing around too much offensively. We're not setting good screens, and we're just ball watching for the most part. Mm-hmm. We got to get everybody going, and start knocking down some shots will help. Right now, we're taking tough, contested ones.
Yeah, again, Tony Vestal, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here post-game after
50-44 loss today on Quicksand Central, MoInfo.com. So what was the biggest adjustment in that second half there with you guys managed to get a little more offense generated and made it a game?
Well, we played harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gave up some offensive rebounds, and the younger Faulkner girl really hurt us. You know, she was in our scouting report, she was very, I had wrote down, very active, offensive rebounder. You know, she don't really look to shoot from the outside, but she finishes around the basket, and she really gave us some problems early on, and got to the free throw line, made some free throws, and, you know, you sit here, and she had 10 or 13 in the first half, and that's, and we held their, you know, Bigsby's in foul trouble, and the older Faulkner didn't really score.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think we'd like where we were, but offensively we struggled tonight.
Well, Sydney Plug got going and sparked a little catalyst for you guys in the second half. What was her biggest adjustment that got her going with only a 2-point first quarter, first half?
I thought in the second half we were able to get out and transition a little bit, which created some kick-out threes to her, some penetrating kicks that allowed her to get going. Again, getting out in transition, we talk about that all the time, and we don't have to sit in a half-court set if we can get out and run a little bit.
All right, let's talk about your next opponent. Very familiar opponent, albeit they're no longer in the NCMC. That would be the Boonville Lady Pirates. Are they good as advertised, as they have previously been in the NCMC?
They are. They are. Unfortunately, we know everything they're going to do. You know, they're going to run a 1-2-2, half-full-court trap, back to a 1-2-2, make, miss. And they do a really good job. Jarrett does a good job coaching them up, and it's a good challenge for us. They got a really good freshman guard that can score the basketball. It's a Lemon Girl inside, and a new player that moved in from Curry and all. So they got some nice pieces, and definitely a challenge for us.
So I know it's early, but what will be the point of emphasis?
Taking care of the basketball. We can't give them turnovers that lead to direct drive layups on the other end. We got to make them score in the half court and not score on steals from our turnovers.
All right. Tony Vestal, a Spartan coach, joining us here on Quicks. Coach, whenever you see you join us after a loss, always appreciate the time, and we'll see you down in Boonville Thursday.
Yep, thanks for the coverage.
No problem. We'll be back for some first half stats in just a moment on Quicks, CentralMoInfo.com.
Holy moly!
It's that time of year again. Santa Claus will be arriving at Thomas Motors on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Santa will have treats and take pictures with all the good little boys and girls. Treats, Santa pictures, all in one place. Who could ask for more? Santa and Thomas Motors. Hope to see you on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Thomas Motors in Moberly, where Santa makes his stop once a year to see all the good boys and girls. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more. Plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstricker's.com for more details.
Appreciate Tony Vestal joining us here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. For those wondering why we got quickly distracted there at the beginning of that post-game interview, there was apparently some sort of disturbance that was taking place on the other side of the gymnasium. So there's some security that came in, and I think quickly resolved the situation. Hopefully that's the case, but for those wondering, that's what it was, and we'll leave it as that. So with that said, let's take a look at some of the first half stats of the contest while the two teams are finishing up their warm-ups, and then we'll get the second half underway here in just a moment. Desi Jones led all scores with a total of 17 points, with Drake Brumbaugh with 4, as well as Preston Bennett and Logan Liberett with a total of 2, as well as Andrew Faya. And that is the 28 points that the Lady Spartans collect, or the, or beg your pardon, the Pirates collected. Meanwhile, for the Moberly Spartans, Drake Esther has 5, Savion Thorpe has 4, Andre Bell with 2, Dominic Stone King with the 3, Brandon Weitrich with 2, and Gavin Stewart with the 2. And Moberly only generated 5 second quarter points as they struggled to get going offensively. It was a good start in the first, but could not carry it over to the second. And a large part of that was because Desi Jones checked back into the game. So Hannibal will get it to start the second half. Again, they're in their home white uniforms with the red numbers and letters going right to left on your radio dials. You're listening to Moberly Spartan Basketball on KWIX AM Moberly and KWIX FM Cairo. And here's a left block shot. That will not fall for Will Whitaker, but he'll go to the line for 2 shots. And that is Gavin Stewart's 3rd foul. So adjustment for the Moberly Spartan. First thing, got yourself in a little bit of foul trouble. You got Andre Bell with 3 fouls. Gavin Stewart with a total of 3. Greener Weitrich and Savion Thorpe already with 2 fouls as well. They put Hannibal in the double bonus because of that, as the first shot won't go for Whitaker. Second one will not either. He has been held pointless so far. And it will be Savion Thorpe that gets the rebound. From the top over to the right wing, his 2 off the right window won't go, and it is going to be Kester attempting to put back, and he'll get hacked, and he'll go to the line for 2. That's a Drake Brumbaugh's first foul. And here's the first shot off line to the left by Kester, and Spartans still trail 28-18. So the foul trouble is the big one if you're Moberly, and you need to execute a little better on the offensive side, a little bit of forced passes, and Hannibal's getting a quick transition on the defensive side. Second one will fall for Kester. He has 6. 28-19. Hannibal with the lead. And a high post on the right side. Brumbaugh drops it right through. Here is Bell. Up and on the right wing. Takes it to the left side. Weitrich. Left side. 3. Too shy. Delayed away from 1,000. And here is Desi Jones. Tacked. Kick one out. No-look pass over to Bennett. Tries to step back. Jones now open on the right side. Doesn't take the 3. Comes around the inside. Trying to draw the foul. And Jones does. And they're going to say it's on the floor. And I think they're going to get a foul off the ball, it might be. Or no, they're going to say he did not. He was still in the act of. Now, this is confusing because Desi Jones made the shot. That'll be his 2nd. And now they're counting the bucket. They originally put up 2 shots, so this should be a. And one, no. That's interesting. Jones actually. He made the shot off the foul. We'll go for 2 for 2 either way. But it did not count the bucket. Figured that'd be an and one. Nevertheless, he still gets 2 points out of it. Here is Weitrich. His shot is stripped away by Bennett. Now driving in is Will Whitaker, and he gets his 1st point. Now over to Savion Thorpe on the right side. It's plenty of room. Back to the rim, and a beautiful cut-in by Savion Thorpe. And he got bumped down, and I think he's going to go to the line for an and one. It is.
going to be an and one for Savion Thorpe. And this is Whitaker's second foul. And one coming up. Moberly trying to get back in this. Trailing 34-21. Thorpe over two from charity stripe already in this game. Can't finish on the and one. Whitaker on the board. Now over to Desi Jones. On to the right side. Comes now over to the top. Over to the right wing. Now back around via Bennett. Now to Whitaker. Now to Brumbaugh. Worthington. Back to Jones. Calls for a screen through Brumbaugh. Opens up the space. Takes it to the left side. Has a kick out option if he wants it. Smith takes it himself off the left side. Desi Jones. What a game he's having, all things considered. Now Weitrich in transition, getting called for the block. His second. And now on the inbound, here's Weitrich over to Bell. Bell from the top of the key. Pivots, kick out to Graves. Now over to Thorpe. Or check that. Kester now trying to find Weitrich does. It goes off a pirate and into the scores table, and Moberly has some life. Good instinct by Weitrich to find a way to deflect it off a pirate. Moberly has fresh life on the offensive side. They'll go over to Bell from the inbound from Weitrich. Right wing for Thorpe. Thorpe has the corner. Back inside. Eurostep has two. Two shot. Worthington on the rebound. Left side for Bennett. Now up to the middle. Across center court. Takes it all the way. Bennett, what a move. On the left side for Graves now. Graves rolls in, not ready for it. It's Kester, and that's the shot. I think if you're Graves, you go ahead and take a shot, especially at the lane. A little miscommunication there as well. Ford Hagedorn, not a happy camper after that. Pass inside to Whitaker, and a pushing foul from behind. This is going to go on Weitrich. That's his third. So Whitaker, 4-2. 38-21. Hannibal with the lead. 5:05 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to KWIXA Moberly and KWIX-FM Caros. We're hitting the 9 o'clock hour in mid-Missouri. Second shot, good for Whitaker. And you're listening to high school basketball on Information Radio. Quick Spartan doubleheader. Queen Hannibal. And it is going to be Bell off the right block over to Bucket. And he'll go for two. Worthington picks up his third. Quickly to the scores table. Looking to check in as 5'9 senior Danny Colburn. I would have to imagine it would be for Worthington as Bell sinks the first. And that is indeed the case. Second shot for Andre Bell. A lot more aggressive here this sophomore year, and that's something Ford Hagedorn has been looking for from the sophomore. He goes 2-for-2. Jones takes it forward to the Pirates. Off to the right side for Bennett. Partial press shown by the Spartans. And getting into the backcourt, Jones, left side. Looking for the two. Got it. Off the baseline jumper. Henrik Brumbaugh. Weitrich. Only 2 points tonight. Just inside. He knocks one down. Now he's 6 away from 1,000. On to the right side. Jones, opposite side. Whitaker now back to Jones in the backcourt. Takes it to the top, has the space. No look pass inside Whitaker, and now pass it right to Weitrich. Say that 5 times fast, and now the underhand. Thorpe will get the bucket in an and one off the block from Will Whitaker. And now Thorpe will try and get some 9 points, and Thorpe has yet to hit a free throw. And one coming up for the senior Thorpe. Rocking the red Nikes tonight is Thorpe, and this is another and one. And now Jones cars up the Moberly defense with everything but finished. Kester transition to Bell. Weichert open on the left corner. Pulls up for a three. Too shy. And it's rebounded by Colburn. And in the hands for Brumbaugh. Now to Jones. Right corner. This is Bennett. Takes the baseline. Pulls up for a two. And with two turns over him, it does not bother him one bit. Here is Thorpe. Bounces one up top to Bell. One against Kester. Doesn't get it. It'll go right elbow to Grace. Now over to Thorpe. Wasn't ready for the pass. It's sloppy. Fundamentals there by the Spartans. And it goes back over to Overly. Or Hannibal, beg your pardon. Grace now will check in. So it's Dominic Stone King. Here is Desi Jones. Right side he goes. They try to trap. Doesn't work. Over to Bennett. Left side, Turner, or Colburn, I should say, and Liberate can't get the layup. Now to Weichert, right side for Thorpe. Ball screen through Gray. Thorpe to the hoop, and the backhander. 43-29, Hannibal on top. Jones with the pass, feeds it over, and now a timeout called by Hannibal as Moberly had the trap on. And that is the second timeout called by Marty Hole and the Hannibal Pirates with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. So Moberly had 13 open up the first quarter and then only 5 here in the second quarter, and now they've mustered up a total of 11 points. However, Pirates have almost nearly doubled their first half total as they have unleashed a total of 16 points here in this third quarter and have stretched out their lead even further. So out of the timeout, just to the left of the scores table, Danny Colbert will inbound it for Hannibal. It will be Jones that takes it from the top of the key. Now comes around to the right side. This is one over to Brumbaugh. Now drops it over to Colburn. Now inside trying to alley-oop again was Brumbaugh. Gets his own rebound after the miss. Two Spartans surrounding him. Takes it inside. Darts one. And the two won't go for Colburn. And rebounded by Stone King. Stone King over to Thorpe. Right side. Drops one over to Weichert. High post two for the senior. Offline left. And it is going to be Jones that will take it off the rebound. 2:10 to go here in the third. Now the Preston Bennett, guarded by Thorpe, takes it around the right side for Brumbaugh. Now to Jones. He's double-teamed, works around the double-team, pass one inside, wide open, Liberate can't finish, and it is going to be him going to the line after the putback was called on Landon Graves. Liberette with 2 points tonight. On the front of the rim, on his first. Second shot coming up for the junior. And he doesn't miss a second time. Here's Weichert. Right wing. Kick out to Thorpe. Left side, Graves, open for a three. How about it, Landon Graves? Crest All-Star on the gridiron last night, knocking down threes 24 hours later. And it's a 12-point lead for Hannibal. Fresh shown by the Spartans. Trying to get in backcourt, doing so is Jones. Now over to the right side, 90 seconds to go here in the third. As he surveys. Now takes it down to the right, baseline. Jones, a reverse layup, pops right back up, and foul going to get called on Hannibal. It'll be Liberate. That'll be his second, and Moberly will take it. Stone King inbounds it to Weichert. Left side of the floor he goes. Guarded closely by Herner and drops off to Stone King. Now left side for Kester. Kester to Graves. Now over to Stone King. Trying to find Thorpe or Wietrich on the inside, or outside, I should say. And they go down inside to Kester, and reaching foul going to get called on Adrick Grumbaugh. Second foul for him. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the third as Kester goes for two. This one on the way. Off the front of the rim. Kester thinking about some college basketball too. One thing Cord Agadorn looking for him to improve on is just to harness some of the frustration and energy level at times. He'll put down the second, as he has 7 points tonight. And Jones gets the inbound from Preston. Minute to go here in the quarter, and the clock is now they start it. And now the underhander for Adrick Grumbaugh. This is 46-43. Hannibal on top. Here is Thorpe from the top of the key. Attacks the Hannibal zone. Kick out. Stone King right side. His three. Too shy. And now pass up to Brumbaugh. One-on-one. Stone King gets the block ball to Warren Jones there right on left side and rolls one in. Everything falling Hannibal's way here. They have 20 points in this third quarter. Thorpe kick out to Wietrich. He drives his two and rolls in. Draws the foul as well, and he'll go for an and one. And with an and one from Wietrich, he will be three away from 1,000. Here it goes. Rattles out. Jones on the rebound. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Smart show press. Back off. Will the senior do something here? Then the quarter. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. He'll just pull up NBA three, and it rattles in and out. Now Graves, right side, stepping out of bounds. Wietrich, as he tried to get the three out just in time, but it wouldn't have counted either way. 40-35, Hannibal with the lead as we go to the fourth on quickcentralmoinfo.com.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match, for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
Line 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Hannibal, Moberly, 35. 8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Do the Spartans have a comeback in store? It was a good first quarter. A tough second. A decent third. Wietrich, a three. Splash! He is one away from 1,000 and cuts the deficit down to 10. And now a shot, denied by Wietrich, as it's Desi Jones that tried to grab it. And it'll be Hannibal on the inbound. 9.99 for Braden Wietrich. Deliberate. Around to the right side for Preston Bennett. And now it's over to Whitaker. Wietrich trying to get the steal, and he would have been in alone probably for that milestone right there. Left side, open. Jones releases three. Doesn't go. Wietrich wide open onto the right side. Here is Bell. Right side. For 1,000. Got it! Braden Wietrich hits the 1,000 plateau with a right corner three. And the lead is down to six. as the Spartan crowd comes onto their feet recognizing the milestone. Congratulations, young man. 1,000 for an Immobile senior. And now they get a turnover. Spartans downside to Weitrich. Drives it. The underhander, the two won't go. Hook trying to slam it down and could not get it. But nevertheless, Moberly has opened up with a 6-0 run to start the fourth. And all of a sudden, Spartan crowd on the near side has a little bit of life as Jones falls to the floor off the layup. He'll go to the line. And that will be Jackson Miller's first foul, or check that out. Check that in. First foul, and Lee Jackson Miller is wearing number 33 tonight. And second shot is going to be rebounded, and falling to the floor is Andre Grumbaugh. So it will be on the left corner. Gabe Worthington guarded closely by Thorpe. Nice pass over to Bennett. Preston Bennett now over to Jones. 49-41. Hannibal with the lead. Moberly on a 6-1 run to start the fourth. Back to Brumbaugh. They cycle it around at the top of the arc. Here is Desi Jones. Trying to get a little bit of assistance at the top. Doesn't take it. Forces one inside, and Kester deflected it away from Will Whitaker. Post presence inside for the Pirates. They will lob one out around the top for Preston Bennett on to the left wing. Jones down to the baseline. His two hits all aspects of the net and in. Desi Jones now with a total of 25. And again, he's doing this missing almost one full quarter with being in foul trouble on the left baseline. Here's Jackson Miller. Shot to the left. Hannibal student section lets him know about it. Now Jones coast to coast, trying to draw the charge is Kester, and he does just that. That's his third. And first foul since the quarter already. Ninth foul for Hannibal. It's an offensive foul, so no 1-1. Kester will take it. Over to Bell. On the left side, he goes, trying to work around Jones. Through the screen on Weitrich, on to Thorpe on the right side. Now he guards Jones. Thorpe gets called for a double dribble as he mishandled it. Going to Bell. Back to a 10-point lead for the Pirates. 5:16 to go. Jones, left side, Brumbaugh. Fresh shown by the Spartans. Has to get it inside quickly, and Weitrich draws the turnover. Up the left side, over to Thorpe, and they'll reset the offense. Good press coverage, now inside Stewart. Turn around, two wide open in the soft zone. Gavin Stewart with 3-4 on the night. Fresh shown by Spartans once again. They try to steal it and fall on the floor as Bell, and he is slow to get up. He might have banged knees with a Pirate on the way down, and two is going to fall on the other side, and it appears getting that was Brumbaugh, who now is 12, and now an elbow, or a 3-second call on Moberly, and Hannibal will get it back in their own backcourt from the right wing. Jones lobs one in to Whitaker. Back around to Bennett. Bennett protected by Thorpe. Left side, Worthington. Now drops over to Brumbaugh. Takes it around back up top. Bennett will reset. Takes it over to the right wing. Now Brumbaugh. Open space at the top of the key. Worthington. Protected by his number 5 counterpart, Bell. Now Bennett attacks. Left baseline to two is Whitaker, and he got called for a travel. Bucket did go in, but can't travel to get a bucket. Still a 10-point lead for Hannibal with 4 minutes to go. Here is Bell from the top, trying to find Thorpe. Stolen away there by Jones, and then alone and a layup, coast to coast. And now the fadeaway jumper by Weitrich to the left. And Jones slowing things down, and definitely the right move here if you're Hannibal. Wait for your shot. Let the shot come to you. Don't rush it. You're up by 10. No need to press anything. If it's there, it's there. That's not a good shot there by Bennett off the teardrop from the charity stripe. And now Thorpe lost control of it up the right wing and pushed out. And now they're going to say it went off a foot, and I believe the referees are going to discuss who it went off last. Thorpe lost control. And I think they're actually going to get Thorpe. I guess Thorpe bumped Brumbaugh. Or no, they're giving Thorpe a technical. Savion Thorpe going to get a technical as Desi Jones will take free throws. He must have said something off of the pass. I think that went off his shin, and it is going to be Hannibal ball. So he's going to take a seat after that. 57-43 Hannibal. Here is Desi Jones. Out on the left side. Kicked out into the corner for Whitaker. Now Hannibal starting to play a little keep away. In the inside. Desi Jones. The two will not fall, and a foul will get called. And he already has a total of 29, looking for 30, and he's got it. This man has almost given 30 points on virtually every night, and the one thing that Hamble will look to improve on as he knocks home the second is there wanting to see a little bit more scoring on the offensive side and not just Desi. And so far, the only other person that's the only two have really contributed was Drake Brumbaugh. He has a total of 12 and Preston Bennett. Aside from that, it's been all Desi Jones. And off the right wing, a bump, and it looks like Dominic Stone King is going to be the guilty party for Boberly. I checked that. It's actually Weitrich, and I'll be his fourth, and he's going to check out. One-on-one coming up. Jackson Miller will check back in for Weitrich. And the first is in for Desi. He's hit all but two free throws tonight. Tally that up in the second. Hannibal now has 60. Second one will go. Thirteen of 15 free throws made for Desi Jones in this game. Here is Weitrich from the right arc. He'll actually stay in. Step back three. It's actually a long two as he stays on the line. And he now has a total of 14, 1,004 points in his high school career. Here is Jones. Hannibal continues to kill the clock. Around at the top. Drops thrown over here to Worthington. Graves trying to get a steal. They're going to get a reaching foul, and now they'll blow the whistle. Immobile wanting a walk, and they're not going to get it. Instead, they're going to get Graves on a foul. So we'll first one in, or first shot off the front of the rim for Preston Bennett does go. And now baseline jumper on the left side is Ridgeway, who is in the game, the junior. We'll get it to go. So now a foul on the other way is they're going to get Ridgeway for the foul. That'll be his second, and Jones will go back again. Another free throw made. 3-4 tonight. Second. That's also good. I think we might have a player to game. Top of the key, three. Brian Weitrich can't get it to go. And I think we're going to get it over the back call. And it'll be Miller. It'll be his second, and now it looks like Moberly is starting to empty out the bench, knowing that it looks like they are going to drop to 2-2 on the season. Seen a couple decent shots from the Spartans as Toby Stewart, or Short, will come in. Brandon Weitrich gets a round of applause and a hug from head coach Cord Hagedorn and a handshake as well. An emotional night as the senior will never forget getting 1,000 points in his high school career. He did it on a right corner three. It was actually a relatively quiet night for the most part until things got going in the fourth for Weitrich. And he has played AAU for the St. Louis Knights, been garnering some D2 looks after having a very good summer. Dominic Stonekin trying to get a shot off, locked, and they're going to get a jump ball. Some of the second-string guys for Hannibal also checking in with a minute 27 to go. And so they will inbound on the right side. Toby Short, his two off the high glass, doesn't go. Chance Lovett into the game. First time for Hannibal. Good to see him out there. See if we can get some of the Hannibal people some notoriety as well while we got a moment. About 1 minute to go. So next for Moberly, while we have a moment, they will be at Boonville, then at Harrisburg for their next two. And here's the shot, and that rattles out. It's part of a three-game road trip, and then they'll be taking a little break, and then they'll also be in the holiday shootout, taking on Warrington. That comes your way on December 29th at MACC. Right corner, Dominic Stonekin, the three will not hit. And now the two on the other side for a Greek Brumbaugh. Some of these guys are getting some pretty good minutes. Also into the game, we haven't mentioned is Terrell. Now some discussion here. Now on the left corner. Here's a three for Chance Lovett, and a foul is going to get called. Meanwhile, for Hannibal, they're going to improve to 5-2 on the season. Next up, it'll be Mexico, then Kirksville. So Toby Shorter will pick up the foul with a 32.7. So again, story of this game, it's a good start for the Spartans offensively. And then some aspects, Desi Jones simply just took over this game. Would not miss. Spartans had a hard time containing him. And the 5 points second quarter did themselves no favors. And they were outscored in the third quarter as well by a margin of 20-14. Worthington going to dribble it out for the Hannibal Pirates. And in this NCMC doubleheader, Hannibal will get the sweep. 66-49, the final tonight from Hannibal High School. We'll take a break off quick since CentralMoInfo.com. Nominate our outstanding player of the game, and we'll hear from Spartan head coach Gordon Hagedorn. And again, 66-49, the final tonight on the boys' side on QuickCentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Back here on QuickSendCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunty here, and Hannibal Pirates get a sweep of the Moberly Spartans in this NCMC doubleheader tonight by the final on the girls' side, 50-44, and the guys fell 66-49. While we wait for Spartan coach Cord Hagedorn to make his way up here, we're going to nominate our outstanding player of the games for both of the contests tonight, and they're both going to Hannibal players. First up, it will be on the ladies' side, Bella Falconer with a total of 18 points to lead all scores. Made an impact on the inside and also defensively with her post presence. And that was a big difference in why the Lady Pirates managed to go 4-3 on the season. And then you can probably figure out the guys, player of the game, Desi Jones. A final total of 34 points. And he did that in 3 3/4 of a quarter, which is even more impressive. So congratulations to those two Hannibal Pirates for sensational performances this evening. And they're brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. We'll take a look at some of the final stats while we wait for Spartan coach Cord Hagedorn to make his way up here on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds. Mazumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mazumac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mazumac student today. MACC, the college for you.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Back to Hannibal High School on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com, where the Moberly Spartans were here tonight. And tough one for Cord Hagedorn Spartans as they fell to 2-2 on the season. Final of 66-49. And Coach, we were talking a little bit just right before there. Looked like the game turned in the second quarter.
Absolutely. You know, we had a good first quarter and was able to weather a little bit of storm. We didn't score a lot, but we defended again like we have. And couldn't have asked for a better start in the fact that Desi got his two fouls early and we just couldn't capitalize from there while he was sitting on the bench.
How important was that?
you know, it was really important for us to, you know, mindset, but I don't know that we, I don't know that we saw it. Offensively wise, we weren't able to attack. Defensively, we got a couple steals because we were pressing, but we didn't capitalize on those to extend a lead. I think we were up 11-7 when we went out and into the quarter at 13-8. You know, we only gained 1 point in 3 minutes or 4 minutes when he was out. So,
let's talk a little bit about the second quarter because the offense definitely struggled with the 5 points there. Was it just a simply a lack of execution for shots? What did you see there in that second?
You know, we were at 18-18 and felt okay, but we didn't hit shots again. Our shot selection wasn't very good, I didn't think. I thought our penetration was we shot a lot of runners as opposed to coming to jump stops and seeing what the defense reacted to. Then when we did make good decisions with passes, those shots didn't fall either. And unfortunately, for the first four games, when our shots aren't falling, we start getting down and things start bothering us, and our mindset goes away. So,
let's talk a little bit about Mr. Weitrich. Hit 1,000. Wasn't the prettiest way of doing it, but hey, he got it down to corner three. But what's that say about him?
You know, again, he's not happy because we lost. He's happy for himself. He's happy, and other guys are happy for him. But you know, the one thing I say, you know, to him coming off the floor, I told him congratulations, and he said thanks. And, you know, I said I got more work to do, and he goes, absolutely, this wasn't very pretty, and that's what I said in pregame. Is he was, if he got his 1,000th and we lost, he wasn't going to be very happy about it. You know, he's going to be happy for himself a little bit. You know, everybody is, but ultimately he's a team guy, and he wants to win more than anything, and we're walking out of here with a loss, but you know. Again, it's a testament, like I said, pregame to him. He works his butt off. He does good things. He's a great kid. And, you know, and for him to struggle a little bit early and then bounce back and knock down shots late to get it, especially tonight, instead of having to prolong it, it sure looks nice.
Yeah, no question about it. Court Hagedorn, Moberly Spartan coach, joining us here. All right, you get a familiar foe, albeit no longer in the conference, Boonville on Thursday. Are they good as advertised?
They're pretty good. They gave Hallsville all they wanted. They beat Sturgeon, won two games in the Centralia tournament. We have seen them in our Jamboree, but nobody sees much or shows much in the Jamboree. You know, we're familiar with the players a little bit, but I'll sit down and we'll make a game plan and we'll practice it up and go from there. They're athletic. They're going to guard us just like what Hannibal did tonight and make things tough for guys to score. And we're going to have to adjust better and be better as a whole.
And what will be the point of emphasis either in film tomorrow or practice?
You know, we've got to get back to moving the basketball side to side, you know, and being unselfish and defending. And when shots aren't falling, we've got to figure out how to get things accomplished otherwise.
Gord Hagedorn, Spartan coach, joining us here after a 66-49 loss. Coach, always appreciate your time, win or loss.
Absolutely. Appreciate the coverage. Go Spartan.
No problem. Gord Hagedorn, Spartan coach, joining us here on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com. We'll wrap things up from Hannibal High School in just a moment.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match, for just $5.99 each. Order online at Domino's.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, right blood artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Take a look at some final stats here from tonight's game on the guys' side. Desi Jones with a total of a game-high 34 points. As we mentioned, he got our outstanding player of the game. Also contributing, Preston Bennett with a total of 8. Edric Brumbaugh with 12. Preston Bennett with a total of 8. And also Will Whitaker with 3. Logan Liverett with 3 as well for the 66 points. Meanwhile, for Savion Thorpe, he had a total of 10. Brady Wietrich ended up having a game-high 14, as we mentioned. It is 1,000 point of his high school career tonight. Trey Kessler with 7. Andre Bell with 4. Gavin Stewart with 4. Landon Grace with 3. Brady Ridgeway in some cleanup time, getting a field goal as well. One final business is thanks some of our sponsors, and that is Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, PK Weiss, HC, your local independent insurance agent. AK Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors, First State Community Bank of Moberly, all of Moberly. A Macon Healthcare Center of Macon. We would also like to thank Sheraton Valley, keep you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group at Columbia Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly. Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalo.com. Science Circuit, your partner, growing a better tomorrow. And, again, as we mentioned, our outstanding player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. I'd like to give a big thanks to Stuart Cox, spinning the dials back at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. And up next for the Lady Spartans, it's a doubleheader against former NCMC rival, now in the Tri-County Central. Boonville. Eric will have that coming your way on Superstation Crest and CentralMoFo.com with a Lays game at 6:20, and the boys game will follow shortly afterward. Thanks for listening to Spartan Basketball. I'm Scott Latino. Enjoy your Tuesday evening.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 20-